This is Earth and Sky. Before the turn of the 20th century, wolves were plentiful in Yellowstone National Park in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
But efforts to eliminate predators killed off the last native wolf there by 1926. Fast forward 70 years to 1996, when wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone. Bill Ripple is a professor at Oregon State University in the College of Forestry.
Back in 1997, I became aware of a mystery, a scientific mystery, of declining aspen trees in Yellowstone National Park.
Ripple studied photographs and historical documents of Yellowstone and the cores of trees, all of which showed a steady decline in aspen since the time wolves were gone.
And what happened with that is, after summing this up for the northern part of the park, we found that aspen trees stopped regenerating back in the 1920s, which is about the same time that wolves were eliminated from the park.
Young aspens are vulnerable to browsing by elk, which are plentiful in the park area. Ripple and his co-researchers hypothesized that aspen forest regeneration might be dependent upon wolves to scare off the elk. When we spoke to him, Ripple referred to this as the ecology of fear. More tomorrow.
Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.